Harper Audio presents Persuadable, How Great Leaders Change Their Minds to Change the World by Al Pidampalli. This is the author. Chapter 1. The Changing Face of Leadership. As President Obama and his top advisors contemplated how to attack the Pakistani compound allegedly housing Osama bin Laden, they began to discuss the possibility of a covert raid. This option was complex, and it put troops in imminent danger, but it also carried the potential for a great reward. In contrast to an unmanned drone strike, or a B-2 bomber mission, the raid team would be able to positively identify the enemy, leaving no doubts that the man being targeted was in fact bin Laden. A raid team would also be able to collect any physical intelligence residing on the premises, a potential treasure trove of information that might aid in thwarting future terrorist attacks. But what if the Pakistani military, which was stationed dangerously close to the compound, engaged the raid team in a firefight? What if American troops were injured or killed? What if bin Laden wasn't there? These were frightening questions that required answers. So, to further investigate the raid option, the administration called in the man who would ultimately be tapped to lead it. The commander of the Joint Special Operations Command, JSOC, Admiral William McCraven. McCraven was an impressive figure. During his tenure leading JSOC, the success rate for missions in Iraq and Afghanistan surged from 35% to over 80%. McCraven's teams had been responsible for the capture of Saddam Hussein and the rescue of Captain Richard Phillips from Somali pirates, along with many classified accomplishments still unreleased. And McCraven certainly looks the part. He's 6'1", broad-shouldered, with perfect posture and an impeccable uniform. His 3 stars, soon to be 4, only add to his domineering presence. But there was one thing about McCraven that was particularly exceptional, something that surprised many in the administration: his humility. McCraven was modest, open to suggestion, and willing to change his mind. In fact, from the very beginning, McCraven freely admitted that he didn't have all the answers. After explaining the mission parameters for the first time, McCraven confessed, "Mr. President, we haven't thoroughly tested this out yet, and we don't know if we can do it, but when we do, I'll come back to you and I'll tell you straight up." Then McCraven did just that. He tested and concluded that the mission was viable, but still reminded everyone of its fallibility. "They're going to land on the compound, and something is going to go wrong. They're going to have to improvise, change the plan, go to plan B, or wriggle their way out of a sticky situation." Over many meetings, the president and his team grilled McCraven, challenging his plans, second-guessing his thinking, looking for weaknesses. McCraven didn't seem to mind. He appeared to approach this scrutiny without ego. He didn't agree with every criticism, but Undersecretary Michel Flournoy noted that in response to a good question, McCraven would calmly respond, "You know, I haven't thought about that, but I need to." And McCraven wasn't just paying lip service. He made substantial changes to his plans on the basis of others' input. For example, when McCraven proposed having backup Chinook helicopters stationed on the Afghan-Pakistani border to minimize the blowback from the Pakistani government for infringing on its sovereignty, President Obama countered that the SEALs needed backup more readily available in the event they had to fight their way out. McCraven was persuaded. The Chinooks would be flown deep into Pakistan, closer to the Abbottabad compound, ready to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?